Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to our national anthem, the age of freedom has come, but it's something that has to be won, okay? And until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be, all right? Now, we have a very interesting hour for you today. Oh, my goodness. Can the spiritual world, high consciousness and peace, ever control the evil world of politics and power? And what's the difference between natural law and universal law? Now, normally, as usual, we start off with love, because love is the key to everything. If you don't know how to love the people around you, love your wife, love your husband, love your children, if you don't know how to love the people in the community, you'll never be able to come together. That's why they do not want you to know what love is. Take the test. Ask 10 people what love is. 9 out of 10, they'll get different answers from everybody. They don't know. But love is the act that makes others feel good. And the way that you act towards your wife or your husband when you first met, you're taking each other out, you're being good to each other, that actually was the love. And that's what you were supposed to keep doing. That. If you kept doing that, then 3 years from now, you're going to have this. Who in the world is this person? They're all the other shoe done drops, you know? So however you start your relationship off, that attracts that person to you. That's where you should stay at, because that's where the love is, and that's where draw that emotion of attachment to you from that person, okay? Now, Can the spiritual world of high consciousness and peace ever control the evil world of politics and power? That's a very, very powerful question. Now, in Matthew 15:9, Jesus said, "But in vain they worship me, teaching the commandments of men." Now, what's the commandments of men? In order to go there, we got to go into some pretty interesting conversation that takes us to the difference between natural law and universal law. Okay? Now, naturally, everybody has the ability to put energy in motion. Okay? All gods have the ability to put energy in motion. Okay? Now, this is your natural ability. Now, when you put this energy in motion, it doesn't require mathematics, doesn't require no calculation. When you get up to walk across, when you get up to get out of the bed, you just get up and go do what you have to do. You don't think about, well, how many steps is it going to take for me to get from here to the bathroom, and how fast do I have to go? You don't do no calculations whatsoever, because you're, as a God, you're putting energy in motion, okay? Now, the law, the natural law that comes with you putting energy in motion is that you reap what you sow. That's it. Source does not give you commands. Source says whatever energy you put out, that's what you can expect to come back. That's what Source says, okay? Now, that's what we call natural law. Now, you have the ability to naturally walk out in the jungle, okay? You have that right. You can put that information, you put that energy in motion, and just walk out in the jungle. Now, if that lion's out there, okay, that lion's going to tear you to pieces, because the lion is naturally stronger than you, naturally faster than you, see? So now you have to begin using what we call universal law. See, universal law dealing with mathematics. See, once you put mathematics on your energy, you say, wait a minute, the lion is stronger than me. The lion is faster than me. So if I naturally go out there, I have to take some precautions, because I know I can't naturally deal with this lion. So I'm going to carry me two guns and a shotgun. Now when I go out there, I have anticipated, I have calculated the lion's strength. I have calculated the lion's energy. See, now I'm using mathematics to deal with the energy and motion that the lion is producing. See, universal law is a measurement of energy and motion. That's where we're supposed to be living. Now, do we want natural law? There's a lot of people that say, oh, man, we have to live under natural law. You can't live under natural law. Natural law is the goal that you want to have. But in order to deal with natural law, you have to live under universal law, which is what Brother Wood would tell us every Sunday. You have to live under universal law in order to have natural law. Because the people that are using universal law, which is mathematics, can calculate and overcome your natural ability. All right? They measure your energy. Let's say you have a country, and you're under natural law, okay? Reap what you sow. So you say, well, I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I'm not doing anything to anybody, so I don't need bombs and guns and all that, because I haven't done anything to anybody. Now, here comes somebody functioning under universal law. They've calculated what you have, how many bombs you have, how many tanks you have, how many ships you have. They've done their calculation. They say, well, these people have a lot of gold over there. You know, because if you remember when Africa used to visit some European countries, they would give them gifts of so much gold that it would change their economy for months. And they said, oh, these people got all of this wealth, and we over here hungry, going through what we're going through, you know? So they sat back and they brought in universal law. They start calculating and figuring. They said, well, if we challenge them naturally, one-on-one, they will kick our butt. So we can't challenge them through natural law. We have to use universal law. So that means they had to calculate the energy that they put in motion and what kind of energetic response is going to come from the country that they're dealing with. You don't have no bombs, no planes, no tanks. They say, wait a minute. If we attack these people, right, through universal law, they don't have enough energy through natural law to respond to what we're doing. So they come over and they take what you have. And because you're sitting back living under natural law, you're not prepared for a universal law person to come at you because they're dealing with mathematics. They're calculating. They're figuring this thing out. You know, you're not figuring out nothing. You're just living, having a good peace, love, everything. Wonderful. But in order to enjoy that, you must live under natural law. That's where your military comes in, okay? Your military is under natural law. So if I go out, let's say if I build a car, okay, and someone else builds a car, well, that car is better than mine. So when we go to the marketplace, he's going to sell more cars. I'm going to starve. So if I use natural law, right, I'm going to put the same car out. But if I use universal law, I'm going to do my calculations. I'm going to do my figures. I'm going to put mathematics on that energy. And then I'm going to come up with a car that's better than his. Then I can compete with him in the marketplace. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sure, naturally you have the ability to walk out in the jungle. And the lion naturally has the ability to gobble you up. So if you don't sit back and use universal law to circumvent natural law, you're going to have a problem. You can't live in this country under natural law because you will be dominated all year long with the people that's using universal law, which is mathematics. They're calculating. They're figuring your energy. What can you do? What would be their response? What would be their response time? If we did this, what are they going to do? They shoot your children down the street. What do? You go out and you march up and down on the pavement. You know? They say, well, if that's all they're going to do, no problem. Kill another one. You know what I'm saying? They're using universal law. You're using natural law. Natural law is peace, love, high consciousness, reciprocity is natural law. Natural laws reap what you sow. So when you're dealing under reap what you sow, you're saying, well, I'm sitting in my house. I haven't done anything to anybody. I haven't caused nobody no harm. If you study the teaching of my heart, when they ask you about the heart, have you committed any crime today? Have you done this today? You know? And you're sitting home, you're saying, well, I'm chilling. Now, the guy down the street, he down there starving, hungry. He knows you got $100,000 in gold in your house. And you ain't got no security and way to protect it because you have done nobody any wrong. There was no reason for anybody to bother you because you have not harmed the soul. But this guy's not under natural law, okay? Well, he's partly under natural law because it's natural for him to want to survive, all right? And when he see you down there with all this money he broke, he coming in your house to take what you have. And if you haven't calculated a response from somebody coming in to take what you have, he's going to take what you have and move on because he's under universal law. You must, like Will I Am tell us every week, you have to live under universal law. You can't live under natural law. And everybody is saying we have to go back to natural law. No, you do not have to go back to natural law. Natural law is a goal. You want to be have the peace and the high consciousness, but you have to have people around you that's living under universal law to protect that goal that you're trying to obtain. Because you're sitting there meditating and getting all high on consciousness, somebody come in with a shotgun, you're in trouble. You got to have somebody out in front of the door watching you. Remember, Jesus said, watch while I pray. Okay, he understood. He going to pray, but there's somebody out there under universal law to protect him, to watch his back. The ciphers are there. You see what I'm saying? So there's a difference between natural law and universal law. And you must understand the difference if you're going to survive. Natural law is peace, spiritual high consciousness, love, all that's natural law, okay? Universal law is the mathematical measurement of the energy that's in motion to protect you from people that are not under natural law. So, yes, natural law is a goal. Natural law is where you want to be at. When you come home, you want to be all natural law. That's what you want in your house, just natural law, natural everything. Follow what I'm saying? But you better have a universal law response in case somebody knocks on your door that you don't want there. You know, you better calculate what you're going to need energy-wise to offset the attack of somebody coming in your house. 911 is not going to get it. Well, it depends on where you live at. You know, you live in the wrong area, you call 911. By the time 911 get there, they done took everything you had and rolled. You know, and you sitting there meditating, floating on your high carpet, and you can't defend yourself because you're living under natural law. Natural law is a goal, but you have to live under universal law. When the guy's on the football field, that's all universal law. They're calculating how many touchdowns, how fast this guy run, how far the quarterback can throw the ball, all this mathematics. They're measuring every type of energy that you can name that happens on that field because the 1% are living under universal law, which is where Brother Will I Am tells us we have to go every week. You see what I'm saying? And you have people that don't understand the difference between natural law and universal law telling us that we have to go back to natural law. Well, natural law is good as a goal when you're not functioning under universal law. You need to function on now the condition that we're in right now. You really need to function under universal law. Okay? You have natural law in your mind for your family because that's what you want. You know, that's what love is, make somebody feel good. That's what Jesus was talking about, natural law. You understand what I'm saying? But he also understood that you need universal law. Universal law is the measurement of energy and motion. You have to calculate what's going on so that you can respond to whatever energy that's coming at you. If you don't calculate what the response of other people are going to be, then you're going to be in trouble. Because when they come after you, you have no response plan to help you or protect your family. See, that's universal law. If I walk up, let's say I just get excited, I just smack you. Didn't mean to smack you, I just smacked you, okay? Well, that's not universal law because I wouldn't really plan on smacking you. Now, you have to use universal law for a response. Should I just smack this guy back? Should I knock him on his butt? Should I take out my gun and kill him? Now, I'm going under universal law to calculate my response. But I have these responses at my disposal because I'm living under universal law. He smacked me, but he don't know that I'm strapped. And I got a gun on one side, knife on the other side. He didn't notice when he smacked me. See, because I'm not under conscious law. See what I'm saying? I'm not under natural law. I'm under universal law. So I'm saying this guy really is not prepared for me. You know, he had no idea what he did when he smacked me, you know. So I'm going to be merciful on this person. I'm just going to knock him on his butt, you know what I mean, so that he'll know not to come at me like that again. Now, if he step up the pace, I'm ready for that too. I got my knife. You see what I'm saying? Now, if he pull out a gun, I ain't going to pull out my knife because I got a gun too. I'm not going to take my knife to a gunfight. I've calculated the different responses that I'm going to get from the people that are functioning under universal law. That's what you have to do. You have to calculate what's going on. Now, Jesus came to tell you not to honor the traditions of your mother and father. Why? You see what I'm saying? Listen, Matthew 15:6, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandments of God of none effect by your additions. Now, where does commandments come from? They come from God. It says in Psalms 82, men are God. Men are giving you commands. Source energy don't give out commands. Source energy don't command you. The commandments are coming from men. And if you follow, see what I'm saying, their traditions, those commandments will be null and void, because in time people will overcome what they have commanded you to do as you're living under universal law. That's where Enotep and Sennacherib, all those guys, that's why they gave you the scientific methodology. It didn't come from the Europeans. It came from out of Africa, out of your people. That's where it came from. They've given you that. But are you living under the scientific methodology? No. You're basically functioning under natural law. And as long as you're functioning under natural law, you're going to be in trouble. They're going to walk on you, step on you, hang you, lynch you, do whatever they want, because you haven't used your universal law to calculate a response to what's going on and what they're doing. You know, we talk about, that's why they say in the army, they have commanders in chief, because your commandments are coming from men. When they took whatever they wanted out of the Bible, they said, these are the Ten Commandments. They used the term commandments because they didn't want to say law, okay? Follow what I'm saying? Because now you need to know which law is it under. Now they have two different types of law. Brother Will speaks on that too. You have regular law, and then you have common law. Okay? They're two different types of laws. See what I'm saying? And a common law is coming from the common law is coming from natural law. Okay? But when you go to court, you're not really going to court under common law. You're going to court first under universal law. And if the universal law don't work, then you switch to common law. Okay? They couldn't really persecute O.J. After he won the case under universal law. The only thing they could do under common law was take his money. Under common law, take his money. Because common law comes under natural law. See, you have to pay for whatever crime that they suppose that you made. So they made him pay. That's how he paid, okay? Now, the spiritual world of high consciousness and peace is the natural world, and the evil world of politics and power is the world of universal law, which is where we are supposed to live if we're going to survive, okay? Don't ask yourself, should I vote? Ask yourself, who have I prepared to take the slot? We worry about whether we should vote or not. That shouldn't even be a thought in your mind. If you got to vote for Hillary, vote for Hillary. Vote for somebody. Follow what I'm saying? That's because you're under a certain law. And if you're functioning under that law, you have to go in and try to control politics for power, because that's where the power base is coming from. If you don't put people in the Senate and Congress, see what I'm saying? And if one party get control over Senate and Congress and the presidency, they can do whatever they want. Where are you at? You said, no, I hate Hillary. I'm not going to ever vote for Hillary. It ain't about Hillary. You see what I'm saying? It's about power. It's about you exercise. Now, the vote, that ain't much power. What am I? I'm going to go and vote. That's what they give anytime those that are under universal law or trying to block you from doing something, you better find a way to get it done. You know, they're trying to block the vote, slow the vote down, make the lines 2 or 3 hours long. If they're doing that, then you need to go and vote. You need to go and do whatever you can, because you have to come out of the mindset of the thought process of natural law, okay? Natural law is good. You can't expect a guy that's 6'5" to outjump, I mean, that's 5'5" to outjump a guy that's 6'5". It's naturally not going to happen, okay? The guy who's 5'5" has to do something to offset the energy difference between the guy that's 6'5". See what I'm saying? So you have to realize, and he has to do that under universal law. He has to calculate. He has to bring that mathematics in. He brings mathematics and says, wait a minute, if I add some springs to my shoes, you know, I can outjump this guy. Or if I put some weights on my legs to make my legs really, really strong, at least I can jump as high as this guy. He got to start calculating. He can't naturally walk on that basketball court and outdo a guy that's a whole foot taller than him. It ain't going to happen. Not naturally. You see what I'm saying? Universally, okay, it can. Once you start calculating and figure out what's going on, you'd be amazed at what you can do. You'd be amazed at what you can accomplish. The law of the natural laws, you reap what you sow. Okay? You know you're going to reap what you sow. So if you're going out here and commit a crime, you know that that's going to come back at you. So what do? You calculate the response of the victim. And if that victim can't respond to the power that you have, you commit the crime. He ain't coming back to you because he don't have the power to do that. Now, after he realized you done got him, you done turned him into a victim, then he start calculating. This guy come at me with a couple of guns and a few people and took my stuff. You know, I got to get ready. I got to figure out how to get my stuff back. I got to figure out what I got to do. Now, he's going to arm himself, get himself a couple of guns and a few people that call for his crew. Then he's going to come back at you. He's got a reason to come back at you. You see what I'm saying? And you know he's going to come back at you, so you don't get a few more crew because you know he don't have the money to get for so many people. So now that's what we call an arms build-up, an arms race, all right? Between governments is called an arms race. One government have nuclear weapons. Let's just say, wait a minute. If they got nuclear weapons, that put us in jeopardy. Under universal law, if they hit us, we can't respond. So why shouldn't they take us over and collect the money and the bounty and the resources and everything that they have? So we got to get busy. So Russia builds nuclear weapons too. Now we have an arms race because one don't want the other to dominate. Like it says in Genesis, you're supposed to dominate every living thing on the planet. And if you're not in a position to dominate, you are going to get dominated. Now, since your universal law, since natural law is your goal, right, you're not trying to dominate nobody. You're not trying to hurt nobody, but you know they're coming. So you prepare yourself. And they know that you got nuclear weapons, you got lasers, you got jets, you got everything you need. They're going to think twice about coming after you. You see what I'm saying? Once you kill a couple of lions and they land at your feet, the other lion's going back down. I say, wait a minute. Something's wrong here. This little weak human being, we're supposed to eat him. He got something that's hurting us. Let's hold up. Let's back down. That's what's going on. See, you're circumventing natural law. You can live under natural law can be a goal. But universal law has to be your life. You have to live under universal law. Now, why is politics, why do we call politics evil? Evil is when somebody forced their will upon you. That's the real definition of evil. I don't know what the Europeans are giving everybody. When they came here, they forced their will on the indigenous people that were here. Okay? This is an evil empire. Like it or not, that's what it is. Evil empires run off force. If you listen to the political arena, they're trying to force each other out by innuendos, accusations, whatever they can find on the other person to force them out. That's what they're trying to do. Whoever can find the most forces the other one out. So I'm saying, if you watch some of the TV shows, they get something on somebody, and they make them do stuff. Well, if you don't do this, I'm gonna kill your children. That's force. I'm going to knock this person off. That's force. They'll kidnap your kid. Say, I want you to do so-and-so, so-and-so, man. This is an evil empire. That's how they roll. You follow what I'm saying? So you have to live I'm saying this over and over because it's so important. You really have to learn how to live under universal law. Now, you know the difference between natural law and universal law. There is a difference. You can't naturally just do certain things and expect it to turn out if you're going up against somebody that's under universal law, because they have calculated, they have figured, they have learned the scientific methodology that was given to you by Inhotep and Neferu and the Dogons and the rest of the crew. They have learned the scientific methodology, and they are using the scientific methodology on a daily basis to calculate the response and what they have to do to make sure that they, when they leave the universal world, they can go into the natural world. They can go into their natural habitat, live in their big house with their little maids, you know, their little slaves running around, cooking and cleaning. You know, this is natural law. They're living like gods, which is everybody's supposed to be living like a god. You know what I'm saying? They know that they're gods, and they know naturally they're supposed to live like gods. In order for them to live like God, they have to put the universal law in motion to make sure that when they set up like God, that you don't come knock them off. You can't go into these guys' houses and mess with them. They got a crew out there to knock you off if you come in there. The more you bring, the more they got. You know what I mean? They're ready from the National Guard all the way through to from the police, the SWAT, the National Guard, the Army, the Navy, Special Ops, up and up, you know, whatever. They're going to bring it. Whatever you're coming at them with, they're prepared for you because they're measuring your response. You as a well, we're calling ourselves a black community, but see, that's another misnomer, if I'm saying. Well, I'm going to go here. There's only one race. That's the human race broken down into different tribes, which is your families. All right? That's what's going on. And the 1%, you will never hear the 1% making racial slurs. Because the 1% come in all colors. They know that. They know that. You follow what I'm saying? So they don't even go there. We go there. I want black power. You don't hear the 1% talking about no white power. No such thing. Power is power. They know that. But you seem to be missing the picture. You want power? Get yourself locked into universal law and start calculating how to do things to protect and secure your family. The number one thing that you have to do is understand the how the tree of life functions. He that eateth of the tree of life shall have everlasting life. Your children are the tree of life. You have to eat out of what they're producing. And if your children aren't producing anything that you can eat, how are they going to feed their children? And so on and so on. Everything is perpetual motion. That's how the universe is set up. It's set up so that it's ongoing, constantly going and going and going. Follow what I'm saying? So you have to become a producer. What are you producing? What do you need to control yourself? We're talking about freedom. Food, clothing, shelter, and security. If somebody controls your security, that's what we're talking about now, under universal law. They calculate your response based on what they're stealing from you, and then nothing you can do about it. See what I'm saying? Because you don't have the power, you haven't prepared yourself to get the power to do anything about it. Okay? Now you have, right, food. If a person's hungry enough, you can force them to do anything that they want. This is what the homeless people out there and all that stuff is going on. If they want something done, they can enact the homeless people for $5, $6 an hour and get them to do whatever they want because they're hungry. Food, they're controlling the food. Shelter, you know, they raise your rent, raise the mortgage, do whatever they have to do. They can put you out on the street. You're living in a cardboard box. They're controlling the shelter, okay? Clothes. You ain't making no clothes. I have about 20 sewing machines in the house. Okay? We can't make a sweater put on our children. We can't make anything. We got to go to them to buy everything. And if you go into them to buy everything, they control the jobs, they control the food, you're in trouble. You're not living under universal law. Use the scientific methodology. Start measuring what you're doing every day so you know how long it takes to do stuff. You'll never be late if you know it takes 5 minutes to brush your teeth, it takes 10 minutes to wash your face, 10 minutes to wash your torso, it takes 3 minutes to wash your feet. So in 35, 40 minutes, you have a complete wash-up. You know how long that takes. Somebody say they want to meet you in an hour. You know exactly what you have to do to be there to meet them in an hour because you know exactly how much time everything takes. All right? That will get you off of CP time. You don't want to be on CP time. Okay? All right? You want to be on universal time. Everything calculated. Everything measured. You know what each person's response is going to be based on what you do. You know what their response is going to be because you're measuring and you're calculating now. You're not sitting here, la, 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 oh, well, I want to meditate. I mean, there's nothing wrong with meditating. There's nothing wrong with getting your spiritual strength and power together. But if you're not living in this world, under universal law, like, well, I am, say, every week, you're going to be in trouble. I don't use the language to hate you, but you're going to be in trouble, okay? You need to activate your universal mindset, which is coming through the scientific methodology, which is dealing with mathematics. Mathematics and law go together. Universal law and mathematics, they go together. You can't have one without the other, all right? And if you're dealing with universal law and you don't know mathematics, you better go to class. Start learning mathematics, learn calculus, algebra, trigonometry, learn all this stuff because once you really start dealing with the universal law, you're going to need that. You're going to need the mathematics to know exactly what you're doing, okay? This whole thing is kind of interesting. Let me stop for a minute and give a few shout-outs here. I do it every week. I get a little carried away. I want to stop it on half an hour, but I found another show today, but I can't figure out what I did with the numbers, so I can't add it to what we're talking about, you know. But this is the Elohim Radio Sunday, right? And the object of this show is to take the ciphers out of the Bible and bring them to you the way they were meant to come to you so that you can know what you can do now, not tomorrow, okay? Not worrying about the past, okay? I'm not saying don't learn about the past, okay? But the past is today. Your future is today. If you're learning the past and it's not helping you right now, then something's wrong with your thought process. Because everything that's going on back then is going on right now. Nothing changed. It's just the two functions, universal law and conscious law, you know. It's just the two laws that you have, natural law and universal law. Those two laws that you have to deal with and understand. And until you understand, when I say understand, I mean stand under the information so that you can use it for your own, okay? Now, some information I give out, you can overstand it. That's fine. Stand over it and learn and find different ways to whatever. You know what I'm saying? But this information, you need to stand under it. You need to really under this information and absorb it, go after it, use it, teach it to your children so you know what's going on. I'm supposed to be running a commercial. I got off track already. I'm so excited about this portion because that took me a little while to get here, you know. This is the 43rd show. And I'm supposed to do 100 shows. So there's 100 ciphers that's coming out of the Bible that I have to give, all right, that I have to share, all right? They're already in your DNA, but I'm just giving it to you in a way where you can say, okay, yeah, I know that. That makes sense, okay? This is the Elohim, Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Fill up your time. Call the number 646-564-9888. Press 1 if you want to give a shout-out or a comment, or if you have something to say about your group or or if you have a show of your own and you want people to check in, just give us a number. Now, if you have a difference of opinion, okay, you can come on and give your opinion, but we're not going to debate it. So you can give your message, and so people can hear what you're saying, and that's fine. But we don't debate the books and the Bibles and all that stuff. Where you live at is between you and Source. I have nothing to do with where you live at, okay? And I'm not here to change where you live at, because where you live at, that's where you need to live at. If I change something, it might make you go crazy out there, and I don't want that, okay? So I would give the message. You do whatever you will. But we're not going to debate the books with you or anything else, okay? Now, I released a gospel CD called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is Coming CD. The link to the CD Baby 4/CD was that Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. We ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? And we believe that Jesus is coming from the same place he came from before, out of the goddess's womb. So your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're giving out, man. It has been said, okay, that you don't pick the children pick you. So when those children pick you, they're very special children. Actually, Jesus gave a cipher on that. I didn't write that down, but maybe next week I'll talk about that cipher. On the children picking you. He's saying to the Father that the children are a gift to you, okay? Because they've decided to pick you to come in, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, The Chronicle Scriptures, Part 2, where Christ Has Come. For more information on our book or CD, call us at 215-294-0223, Friday from 9 to 5, okay? The Will I Am Show comes on every Sunday right after mine at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. He talks about everything under the sun. Brothers are walking in a cyclopedia. I wish I could put him on my hip and carry him around with him, so every time I need an answer, yo! Will, what's up? You know, but that's not possible. So I called him on Sunday like everybody else, trying to get that message. Okay, so his number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number is 726-476-87#. Okay, so right after we go off, you can call that number and treat yourself to some good information. Okay, I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because I understand his history, and he helps fill in the missing pieces. For instance, we were racking our brains trying to figure out who called America America. Well, the Americas was already named America before these guys even came. It was a global empire that we had, and Americas was the name of that global empire we had, international sports and everything else. All this is documented in Horace Butler's book. So if you get a chance, check it out. Go to Amazon.com or Wham, and you can find out what's going on, okay? Also, we have the Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mack and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. And the call-in number is 319-527-6199. You're going to learn something. All these shows I mentioned, you're going to learn something. So call in on these days and listen and give them a shout-out. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get on her website, NikkiLoveWunam.com. She's a spiritual advisor, and she's pretty good. I do spiritual reading myself, and she's good at it. You know, so you might want to give her a call and find out what's going on, okay? We also have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178 at 53rd and Girard in Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses. We need doctors. The third leading cause of death in America are the doctors. This was put out by the American Medical Association. The doctors are killing more people than heart attacks, I'm telling you. So eat properly and try to stay away from the hospitals, okay? We have RBG Industries, and they make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 609-638-5828 and treat yourself to some good stuff to wear, okay? You don't have to start wearing Chinese clothes, you know. I mean, nothing wrong with the Chinese clothes if that's all you can afford. But brother got some good prices, and he can use a few customers over there right now. All the money don't have to go to the Chinese. That's what I'm saying, you know. I would like to give a shout out to Tom Storton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child. Or you can call Thomas Storton for more information at 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who have just released their new CD album called Reflections. For more information on that album and how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1419. And I've seen these guys so down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself. Go and check these guys out, okay? I would also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopath healers and doctors. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. And our brother James introduced me to another show yesterday. I listened to it for a little while yesterday morning. Brother's name is Oshi. It's a pretty good show. I don't have his number right now, but starting next week, I'll add him to the text list because he it's a pretty good show. I like it myself, and I enjoy listening to what he has to say, okay? Now let's get back to the mics are open, so if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1 on your dial. And remember, you're not going to debate over what's going on, okay? You have something to say, say it. You have a church or something, you want to give your number where people can come, if you have a group or you have a radio show or something that I didn't mention on my list, and you want people to tune in, just hit 1, and you can give us a number and all that, and then we can go from there, okay? I went over time with you. I get so excited about some of this information, and the difference between universal law and natural law is so important. That's why I was excited when this came up in Cyprus. Now, they said in Cyprus that Yahshua ben Padarel, whom you call Jesus, these Cyprus are there, you know. You just have to go in and look for them and figure out what they're saying. Now, I'll tell you what helped you to understand some of these Cyprus. When you tune in to Brother Will.i.am's show, he talks about a lot of things. Now, the things he talked about, if you go look for them in the Bible, they're there. Almost everything he's talking about is in the book, you know. And he can help you recognize some of the ciphers that's in the book, okay? because he actually helped me recognize one of them. We did on the 666, you know, I'm talking about carbon and all that stuff, you know. That was pretty good. I was impressed when he went there with that. And then he went into the Bible, yada, yada, and it was very good, okay? So I know I give him a lot of accolades, but I just appreciate what he's doing and where he's coming off, okay? And you want to get into a little bit of our history, what's going on, that's why I'll lead you to the Brother Mac show. And also, okay, I would be remiss if I didn't say anything, 772. He comes on every morning at 6 o'clock. So before you get that cup of coffee and that donut and you want to get your little day straightened out with just 15 minutes of straight talk, just catch us 772. It's the same number as we gave you for Brother Mac, okay? So so you can call him at 6 o'clock in the morning, okay? Now, the spiritual world of high consciousness and peace is the natural world, and the evil world of politics and power is the world of universal law, which is where we are supposed to live if we're going to survive. I can't express that enough. You must live under universal law if you're going to survive, okay? Living under natural law, okay, is the goal, but you need universal law to make it happen without being conquered. We were conquered. Why? Jesus gave us the cipher that we cannot live under the commandments of our ancestors with their traditions. Based on their traditions, they were conquered. You don't want to use the same thing that you were conquered to try to do something new. You know, remember, you made up the Republican system. That come from you. Set up through Norman Means when he united Upton McKinnon. Okay? That was based on a Republic system. Okay? You made up the Democratic system. That was based on what you were doing before Kemet. Because remember, we had great cultures when Kemet was just a swamp. All right? You know, we had great cultures when Kemet was just a swamp. So we didn't just wake up one day and start building Kemet. You know, we were here for thousands of years before Kemet was even built. Okay? And so you need to go past some of the things that we're calling traditional, because they're not working for us. Okay? They're not getting us out of this mess. The ciphers that are in the Bible, that under what Jesus taught, okay? Yahshua ben Bedera, that's his proper name. If you want to check to see that he really existed, okay? This man who had whose skin was the color of burned brass, it's in the book, okay? Don't get mad at me. It's in the book. He really existed, okay? You can find him under Yahshua ben Bedera. You can't find him under Jesus Christ, because there was no Jesus Christ. Once you get past Constantine, you can't find no Jesus Christ. See, Christ is not a last name. Christ is something that you do. You become crystallized into oneness with Source. Then you'd be able to say, I and my Father are one. Remember, Jesus never adhered to no religion. Not once in the book did he talk about religion. He always talked about him being one with Source. He called the Source Father, okay? And he said, I and my Father are one. When you see me, you see the Father. If I'm an extension of Source, when I look at another person, I'm seeing Source. I'm seeing the Father. And I treat you accordingly. That's how it's supposed to be. Okay? This is where we're supposed to live at. He said earlier that they're using him. Okay? But they're not of him. He know that they're using what he's saying to create mishap and all kinds of unaccounted crazy stuff on the planet. He knows that. That's what I'm saying. When you go back in history, talking about tradition, okay, look at Marcus Garvey. He had the largest black organization in the history of the planet. Ain't been nothing larger than that since. People talking about, I was following Marcus Garvey. Yeah, well, that's what Marcus Garvey did. What did you do? What have you done? 100 years up from him, you can't do better than he did with 100 years worth of information under your belt? What's the difference? That was one of his play. What's the difference? What's going on? See what I'm saying? We have a noble Jor Ali. Oh, he was amazing. What have you done? You 100 years up from noble Jor Ali, and you haven't done as much as noble Jor Ali did with all that information under you? What's wrong here? Okay? We got Elijah Muhammad. Okay? Mr. Farrakhan's doing a great job, but he hasn't did more than what Elijah did. Okay? How come? How come he can't go past Elijah? Why not? Okay? We're supposed to stand on the shoulders of these people and move out. Okay? You got a little guy like George Washington come through here and set this thing up. You think they stop with George Washington? Oh, no! They standing on George Washington's shoulders and they building. What George Washington had when he started, look at what they have now. How come you're not doing the same thing? What's the difference between what they're doing and what you're doing? You're trying to get back to natural law, but you're supposed to be living under universal law. That's the difference. Okay? The scientific methodology is where your children are supposed to be studying it. The scientific methodology is what you're supposed to be using to run your life. You can't be satisfied with what you have. You can't be satisfied with what you're doing. What is your end game, and how are you measuring the energy that you're putting in motion to get to your end game? Every day, you're supposed to be living in the now, because the now is the only reality. Every day, every move that you make is supposed to take you to your end game. And if it's not taking you to your end game, then you're in idle mode. Like when you put the car in neutral and it don't go nowhere, Well, that's what's going on. So your every act right now, you're supposed to be in the now. Stop worrying about the past unless it's relating to right now. Don't worry about the future unless it's relating to right now. Because the future can't do you no good if you're not functioning in the now. So you have to come out of trying to live under natural law, all right? Not in this world. You can go out under universal law, function in this world, and begin taking control. How do you take control? You take control in the political arena. You got to get involved in the political arena. Okay, don't sit back. Oh, I hate Hillary. I don't like Trump. Trump's a madman. Yeah, they're both crazy, like Elijah used to tell us. We have to vote for Satan or the devil. But you got to vote for one of them. You got to vote for the lesser of two evils. You got to get in the game. You got to start rumbling. If you're going to live under the universal law, okay, that military mind got to come up. You got to get out here and fight for power. They don't want you to vote. If they don't want you to vote, you should be voting. Don't stay home. This is what I'm saying. You know, get out and do what you have to do, but you got to go further than that. You got to calculate Congress, the Senate, and the judicial branch. You got to calculate the three branches, all right? You got to figure out what you're going to need to start putting your people in place to begin to take some type of control over the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency. You got to start working on that. You're sitting back waiting for somebody to come up and say, well, I want to run for office. You're supposed to be training, putting resources together, and preparing. You're supposed to be preparing to run the government because it is your government, because the Moors set this government up, not George Washington. The Moors set this thing up for you. That's what happened. George Washington got in there and flipped the script. And you know what he did under universal law? Okay? He united because the French had a larger naval force to go up against Britain. He using universal law. He calculated, what am I going to need to keep what I have gotten? How much navy? How much army? What am I going to need? His soldiers run around with rags and wraps tied around his shoes because he had lack of resources. Didn't stop him. He kept on moving. That's all I'm saying. Some of the black soldiers revolted because they wanted to get paid. Didn't stop him. He kept on moving because he knew under universal law what he had to do. Okay? You have to do the same thing under universal law. Start calculating. Start preparing. Start getting yourself ready. The greatest weapon that you have under your control is the tree of life, your children. Make your children producers. Get them out here to produce something. You know, don't let them come out of Harvard and Yale and community college and these schools looking for a job. Have them come out thinking in terms of what can I produce with the information that I have so that I can feed my children and I'm not worried about somebody else feeding my children. Well, I can secure my children. I'm not worried about somebody else securing my children. If you can't eat out of what your children are producing, okay, you can be conquered. You can be taken over. We only got a few more seconds here. Because you can be forced under somebody else's will. You don't got food, you hungry, man. You'll do things for that food. You ain't got no money, you broke, you walk on the street, you're looking back at your children, their little innocent eyes looking up at you, mommy and daddy, I'm hungry, I want some food. You're going to do what you have to do to survive. You're going to circumvent natural law, okay? You're going to make sure that you're going to do that. You're going to go out, you might rob somebody and make sure that you don't get caught. That's circumventing natural law. You're trying to do something, and you're not trying to reap what you sow. See what I'm saying? Universal law can circumvent natural law. So you have to live under universal law. I only got about 50 seconds here. I want to take the time to thank everybody that's on the line. I really appreciate you calling in. Let me know that I'm not talking to space, which I would have to do if you weren't on the line. But you're on the line. You're listening. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for chiming in. And we're going to be here every Sunday. Now, this Sunday, the board didn't go crazy. the board worked out pretty good. So it wasn't jumping all over the place. It didn't distract me. So I was able to keep going straight through. But just remember, love is to feel good. Get out here and love somebody today. Okay? Thank you. Peace.